In Genesis 5, did people really live up to 969 years? In a word, yeah, I think so. Given what David was saying earlier, pure gene pool, why not? People live that long. And people may say, oh, there's fossil evidence about people, you know, way, way back. And they died out really young, you know, 30, 40. Well, I'd probably just say, well, hang on. That's just a limited set of the gene pool. You haven't actually looked at, you know, the godly Sethites who are listed in chapter 5. This is, you know, the people who, the end of chapter 4, began to call on the name of the Lord. Why might they not enjoy a blessing of a longer life than those around them in that circumstance? And one interpretation of chapter 6, verse 3 may help us. I'm not saying this is the interpretation. So God says in chapter 6, verse 3, my spirit will not contend or abide with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years. One interpretation of that is the 120 years is the time between that and the flood. The other interpretation is going to help us, perhaps, is that God is there so angry at the wickedness of man that he's going to limit the average longevity, the average age span, to about 120 years. And you see that kind of fulfilled at the end of Deuteronomy when Moses dies full of years at the age of 120. So there's an answer. But I think, you know, we've got no reason not to take it seriously. I mean, some people, as I mentioned, may see some kind of metaphorical meaning in the ages of people in chapter 5. You know, they're all combinations of 7 and 5 and may point to some astronomical circumstances, but I just think the Bible doesn't really point to any of that stuff. And if it is there, we can't make anything of it because the Bible doesn't. And besides, there are some massive debates about some of those ages between the different manuscript versions of the Bible. Don't get me wrong, there's not massive debates about all sorts of other stuff. They often agree very much, you know, the Hebrew to the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament. But here, on these ages of the various patriarchs, there's some disagreement. So don't make a big deal of the ages. That's my advice.